On. Accessing.
Access granted.
Loading.
Let me now turn to our program for the future.
Economy right now. It's extremely supporting of the president and his policy.
FBI scientists have found chemical traces consistent with a bomb or a missile on a piece of wreckage.
Police using clubs and tear gas against demonstrators.
So-and-so and a white fascist. Like they said, you're getting some of your own medicine.
My mind is the place where I make my plans. The world is the place where I take my stand. The beauty of life is mine today. They cannot take my mind away.
Justice Radio Station. Social issues.
Yeah, it's true to nothing but the truth. Yeah, it's true to nothing but the truth.
Greetings, everyone. Thanks for being here with Justice Radio Station, being here with me. How are you holding up with all the things it seems that need attention, needs tending to? How are you holding up? I'm called Miss Lady, Truth Seeker, Finder. Justice Radio Station, using words, definition of words, revealing truth, producing correctness in context of what is told about history, in context of what we think we know about politics, in context the socialization process. It appears we are born on a planet, spinning in space, down on the ground. Or is it up on the ground, spinning in space, it appears? Born into an environment where words, definition of words, are already in place for education, socialization process, using fantasy, myths, beliefs, stereotypes, producing destructive relationships between most individuals. You see that? Innocent, newborn individuals, orientated, we can say, into an environment, into an environment based on deception, which becomes self-deception. Innocent newborns, orientated, we can say, into an environment based on deception, which becomes self-deception. Check it. Orientation, determination of relative position of something, someone, especially oneself. Surroundings of the people, the child's surroundings provides clues to help with orientation. Clues such as destructive relationships between most individuals, deceit, isms, stereotypes, innocent newborns born into an environment where identities already in place. Identities using words that reveal truth to produce correctness, peace, prosperity. Definition of identity is the fact of being who and what one is. Who do you think you are? Who do you know you are? Who are you told that you are? Orientation. Determination of relative position of something, someone, especially oneself. Justice Radio Station, Mystic Mix, presenting material which can be used as a start for a complete code of constructive thought, speech, action, which when promoted by an effective number of individuals will result in a collective effort producing pleasantness within, pleasantness all around. Solidarity, solidarity. The premise at Justice Radio Station is the only way to produce constructive relationships between most individuals is absolute truth. Absolute truth. The source. Existence. Existence, which is all that is. If there is source, it must be absolute truth. Is this true? Yes. The source. Absolute truth. No, there is only one power. Infinite. Omnipotent one. Always ask the question, is what I believe truth? Truth is absolute. Infinite. What is absolute? Unquestionable. Not an opinion. Truth is absolute. Infinite. What is absolute? Unquestionable. Not an opinion, belief, or faith. Is I am here now. I am means existence exists. There is awareness of existence. That awareness is I. Existence is infinite, eternal, complete. That which is eternal, complete, infinite is I. I am. Much in the world is information we have been told, which is information. Much of it is information gathered by our senses, which are specially designed to gather information from the physical realm to the extent that they can. This forms the basis of what we believe to be real and true. This process constitutes our psychological conditioning into certain modes of behavior and certain beliefs. This is formation of limited intellect. However, if our senses were designed differently, for example, if we had the eyes of an owl, canine sense of smell, hearing of a bat, our perceptions of the world would be quite different. Our perceptions would lead to different beliefs about the world, about what the world is, and therefore our experiences quite different. Similarly, if we could see things, matter, things, the way a particle accelerator or an electron microscope sees it, we would live in a world of pure energy held together by that which is unseen, consciousness. Due to limitations, human senses miss a whole other reality which lies beyond ordinary sense perceptions. Absolute truth, which underlies all things in the physical realm, cannot be sensed with ordinary senses designed only for the world of duality. Therefore, to know, have experiential knowledge, to perceive absolute, non-changing, absolute truth, non-changing, one must become one with absolute truth, the object of study, existence, the source, identity, who and what I am. Look at human identity, fact of being, identity, fact of being who and what a person is. Only way to produce constructive relationships between most individuals is absolute truth versus beliefs of someone else. Now, due to erroneous impressions of the mind, most individuals have a distorted vision of the world. The mind, thoughts, cause of bondage and release. Unaware about knowledge in general, produce an ignorant mind, thoughts, actions. How does the individual perceive things? Uncontrolled emotions, passion, desires for objects of the world to satisfy cravings, and this is all the cause of mental agitation. There's an ego sense, I'm an individual, not connected to anything or anyone. I am separate. The world of objects, people, names, and forms appears separate and dual. Now this is relative reality, illusions of the mind. Looking closer at the mind, the brain with brain, since you can't see the mind, we'll look at how that works together with the emotions, body, energy as one. The mind is cause of bondage and release. The mind is that which judges the various experiences we face at every moment. In a world with a combination of dense and subtle energy, various states of consciousness, awareness, knowing it is necessary to have an instrument that will discern and discriminate between hot, cold, here, there, up, down, etc., in order to carry on the affairs of life. This process of discrimination is what causes the appearance of distinct and different objects and situations. Therefore, the process of discrimination is a dualizing process where out of the one reality, energy, there seems to be many realities. The idea arises, we are separate thinking individuals, and we are also separate from the universe. The human has a premise. I think, therefore I exist. What is true is, I exist. Therefore, I may think. The I think theory or premise is a Eurocentric thinking. I think, therefore I exist. That's not true. I exist. Therefore, I may think. Understand the brain functions. When balanced, one has a clear vision of reality. Clear vision. Due to the cleansed impression of the mind, correct thoughts are. Passion's gone. I am complete. Desires for objects gone. Because there really are no objects, only universal self. Ego sense is now transcended. One sees all things as oneself. Thus one experiences unity with all things. The world now appears as it truly is, as one ocean of existence, non-dual, which is who and what I am, absolute reality, justice, radio station, social issues app. Thanks kindly.
Democracy versus justice.
Hetepusahuri, peace and love. Love everyone, love everyone. Everyone is invited to join us presenting a case for the people on our next live broadcast, Democracy versus Justice.
A liberation show of the nation. A goal-setting action show. Conscious talk.
Shut down in process.
Have a nice day.
Hear something, feel something, know something, do something.